Okay, thank you, Dennis. And just let's get straight into the meditation. So just sit down, relax, and be comfortable for about half an hour or so. And we'll just get going here. Okay, so as always, make sure at the beginning that you take plenty of time to find that ease of the body and also the ease of the mind. And one of the ways of doing this is instead of thinking about this as meditation time, sometimes the word meditation may have a lot of baggage with it. Think of it instead as just relaxation time, especially at the beginning, just relax. Find the ease of the body, and as the body relaxes, you find the mind often comes along by itself. And please make sure you take plenty of time at the beginning just to relax as much as you possibly can. The more you can relax at the beginning and just allow the mindfulness to arise, the better the whole experience of meditation becomes. An important part of this is to have the right kind of attitude. And often the right attitude is one of having a sense of wonder and gratitude for being able to come to a place like this, a place of spirituality, a place where kind and good-hearted people come together. And what a wonderful thing it is to be able to be part of such a community. And as you get this process right, you start to feel the mindfulness arising. It is as if there is a distance between you and the world around you. And you have this feeling of just sitting back and being a passive observer. And this passive observer is one who does not react to anything outside or inside, but allow things to flow along without any attachment, any hooking on. And phenomena just pass away and arise again and pass away without any lingering in the mind. Already that is a very beautiful state of mind. So before you do anything else, learn to be a passive observer. meditation is a bit like withdrawing from the world and moving gradually to the sense of safety inside. Within, the true refuge is inside of us. See if you can find and feel that refuge within to some extent. It's a beautiful thing when we have a place we can always go to that is detached from all the uncertain worldly phenomena. Feel that refuge. Try to understand what it is about. And then meditation starts to become extraordinarily meaningful. And now we're coming towards the end of the meditation. And before we come to the end, just ask yourself how you feel now. And if you feel better, more peaceful, more at ease, more relaxed, more happy, if you see some kind of change, ask yourself why that is. Try to understand this process we call meditation practice. Okay, that's the end of the meditation for now.